Our tour is a discovery destination heading to Loxton in the Riverland. Coming up in August is Arts on Terrace, as Sonia Ashwager explains. And Sonia, entries are now open for this great arty event.
Well, the entries opened also for our junk art sculpture competition.
So how does that work?
So you've got a month to enter a sculpture. It has to be created by either recycled, reused, reclaimed, salvaged materials. And, it's limited just to your imagination. You can enter the competition. There's over $3,000 in prize money to be won over six categories. So whether it's the youth or the open category, so it's just
something
about
for everyone, really, isn't there?
That's right.
Over the years, there's been some magnificent sculptures.
Oh, it's incredible the talent that's out there.
Yeah, and they come from all over the state too, don't they?
Absolutely, yes. And so they're all exhibited at our Arts on Terrace event, which will be held on Sunday the 11th of August.
Okay.
So you can walk through and have a look at them and even vote for them. We have the People's Choice as one of the awards, so you can go through and have a vote yourself.
How important is art to the Riverland, specifically to Loxton? Because I know this is an event that, as we've said, brings a lot of people in from outside the local community. They get involved. Very arty, should we say?
Yes, that's right. It is a very unique event in the Riverland, and we also have our August Art Trail. So that is in line with the South Australian Living Arts Artist Festival. Yeah, so it is really important that our artists get an opportunity to exhibit their works that they don't normally, you know, throughout the year, because we don't have galleries and, you know, a lot of exhibition space. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for them.
So it is on Sunday, August 11th. Just take us through the day.
Yes, so from 10 until 3, it's a special Sunday trading day. So everyone loves that, having the shops open in Loxton on a Sunday. And it just creates some great atmosphere. We have creative workshops that are held in local businesses. So that's about starting people's art journey in different types of creative works.
So when it comes to art, there's so many different genres, isn't there?
Exactly.
So what means something to one person will be something totally different to somebody else.
Yes, that's right. There is no judgment here.
Absolutely.
We just all love art.
Yeah, we do. And it's a great day in the sense that it's all out for everyone to have a look at. As you said, there's the local people can vote on what they like as their favourite piece of art. And there's always Well, everyone's a winner, really, isn't there? There's no specific winner, although someone gets a fair bit of money. You know what I mean?
Well, six people do.
Yeah, well, there you go. So if I'm a budding artist, and I'm not, but if I was a budding artist, although I have in the past grabbed a piece of canvas and just thrown paint at it, and someone said, geez, you're a pretty good artist.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so maybe there's a hope for us.
You can tick that box.
Yeah, I can.
You're now an artist.
Yeah, so if you want more information on Arts on Terrace, which is coming up in August, what can we do? Who do we talk to? Where do we go?
You can find it on our Facebook page. There's a Facebook page for Arts on Terrace, but also there's a link through the Loxton Chamber of Commerce website.
All right, and it's one of those great events which, of course, is put on in conjunction with the Loxton Chamber.
Yes, and also thanks to funding from the District Council of Loxton Wakery.
And for more information on Arts and Terrace in Loxton in August or any other discovery destination, all you got to do is head online to toursa.com.au.